connects these ideas of urban density and sustainable practice looking to the future of cities, and in fact, looking to the future of the globe. That's been at least the motivating idea of the conference. If in some details now we've tackled and sort of snarled with some of the on the ground issues of urbanism. But now to take that broader international perspective, I'll just introduce so that he can introduce the new school and the programs and the goals to you, Michael Cohen, who is the director of the graduate program of international affairs here at the new school, and helped to set up and formally headed the urban development program of the World Bank. So he's fits in many ways the agenda of global city finance, but also kind of international consciousness about how cities can develop and stay strong. So, Michael.
Thank you. I'd just like to welcome all of you on behalf of the new school. This is an exciting conference, and it's an exciting time in the university. People come to this university, they always have a sense that there's something new and that something's going on. But here, at this moment, there's a lot going on that's directly related to this conference. We have been working a lot on the question of international urban analysis, urban comparisons. We are sending, in my graduate program, International Affairs, which has about 350 students, We have sent students last summer to 8 cities in the developing world. We had a dozen students in Hong Kong, bringing our total up to about 50 students we've had in Hong Kong in the last several years. We've had 80 in Buenos Aires. We've had students in Mumbai, in Johannesburg, in Dakar, in Nairobi, and many other places. So we're interested in both theory and practice related to design, urban investment, urban planning programs, and interested in how we can use the university as a mode of cooperation and to connect universities and public and private institutions in the whole process. I might say, as all of you know, in this international urban business, we move around a lot. And recently, I was going through Heathrow Airport with a senior Indian urban official, and we got to hand our passports to the young immigration officer, who looked at my Indian friend and said, "What do you work on, sir?" And he said, "Urban management." And this young fellow looked up at him and said, "Is that possible, sir?" And I thought that was kind of an appropriate, out of the mouth of babes comes sort of wonderful, wonderful little observations. But as you know, I mean, one of the problems really is how do we bring the various professions together? How do we bring the financiers and the economists and the institutional people with the design professions, with architecture? How do we think about the old and think about the, preserve the old and think about the new at the same time? What's the appropriate balance? And all of these things are sort of a constant process. I actually came in this morning from Latin America, where I met with a group of Latin American urban leaders who were all troubled about what did it mean to upgrade a slum in a Latin American city. Was this a physical process? Was this a social process? What was the role of the municipality? What was the role of the private sector? And it was interesting to observe, as in this conversation went on in a couple of days, that there was not one right answer. There were many different perspectives, and I think that's kind of the richness of the subjects that we're in. The other question that came up was density. Is there an optimal density? How do we think about it? What happens when density changes? How do we adjust environmental and other kinds of infrastructure to respond to those densities? And then the question of pricing of density was also very interesting. Do we value density, or do we subsidize it, or how do we manage that? And I think in many parts of the world, these are absolutely open questions. And I would also say that because they're open questions, people look to Hong Kong. Right. How many times when we hear the word density do we see pictures of Hong Kong? And people say, well, Hong Kong is sort of emblematic in this sense. And so we're very, very much looking forward to the Secretary's speech this evening and to learn more about it. So I'd like to again welcome all of you to the new school. There's lots going on here. And to the New Yorkers, I would say, come back and keep your eye on us. There's lots going on. And we're hopeful that this will be a place where there'll be an interesting discussion and controversy. Thanks very much.